Dave in for Bob this morning. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. You guys watch Charlie Brown Thanksgiving?
Have not.
It's a tradition.
One of my favorites. This year?
Yeah.
I did see a good bit of it, actually.
Oh.
In and out, you know, doing various things. But sure, that's a holiday tradition.
I would think so. That, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah, there you go.
There's actually some deleted scenes I found on YouTube of when they're on the airplane. That's like 7 minutes I've never seen before. It's very funny. So we kind of inserted that when we were at that point in the movie. And then the other one, I saw parts of a Walton's Thanksgiving. We'll talk to Richard Thomas later. And then there's a Sopranos episode where they're, you know, taking stolen turkeys off a truck, which is a beautiful tradition.
I've seen that one. By the way, since we're doing Waltons today, we need to come up with, you know, you could be Dave Bob and Andy could be, you know, Andy Joe or something like that.
Okay. All right. Sure.
You don't want to do that?
We could try. We could give it a shot.
It was a thought.
A little Thanksgiving history, probably one of the most expensive Thanksgivings with what everything is costing this year. When was the first Thanksgiving? As I always say, Dave, you covered it, I believe.
It was the year after.
Oh, it was the year after. Okay. All right. Where was that? Where was that? Plymouth? Yes. No, it wasn't Plymouth. It was like, they say sometimes it was 1621 in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Or near it, yes.
Or near it.
Right. Yeah. And they probably didn't have turkey and all of this. This just kind of evolved over, well, let's see now, the 1620s, let's say 400 years.
Wow. It was probably seafood,
that just
right?
dawned on me.
Seafood,
perhaps, I would think maybe wild game like deer or something else. But in general, it was a gathering to give thanks for the fact that, you know, they'd come all this way across the Atlantic, really not knowing what they were getting into. And, you know, survival. And then it, you know, just evolved into the 1860s, which I know you're going to talk about here, Abraham Lincoln. Designating the fourth Thursday in November as a day of thanks.
But wasn't it Thomas Jefferson that refused to declare those days for some reason?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he wanted that church and state. So for some reason, he Thanksgiving isn't really a religious holiday, so to speak.
No.
Yeah.
No. Not specifically like Christmas or Easter or Hanukkah would be. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's see here. How long has pumpkin pie been a traditional part of Thanksgiving?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
They say, you know, some say the 18th century. So legend has it that a Connecticut town of Colchester, I think that's how you pronounce it. I always get
Colchester.
Colchester. Yeah, I know. I always get the Boston ones. Yeah.
And Colchester.
1705, postponed its Thanksgiving feast for a week in 1705 due to a molasses shortage. So they used a little more pumpkin in their pie, and that's, I guess, how that became a thing here. Canning cranberries. They were eaten by Native Americans, but mostly used for their dye. They used that. But sweetened cranberry relish was not on the first Thanksgiving table. They think it was like 1912 when the jelly can of cranberry was out there for the first time. Because there's nothing like Thanksgiving without seeing the rims of that metal can on your plate.
That's an art, to get it out of the can and keep the rims on there. Yeah.
Marcus Uran was the guy, 1912, and he actually created the company Ocean Spray. Hmm. So there you have that. How much time do we have, Jack? You got to get me out of here maybe in another minute? Minute, okay. Let's see. Oh, how did a botched Thanksgiving order lead to the TV turkey, or the TV tray dinner? The TV, you know, the Swanson tray.
Ooh.
So in 1953,
it was. Salisbury steak, hello.
The apple cobbler right?
Yeah.
Still can taste it. So in 1953, an employee at C.A. Swanson & Sons overestimated demand for Thanksgiving turkey, and the company was left with 260 tons of extra frozen birds. So as a solution, this is from the Smithsonian, so it must be right, a Swanson salesman ordered 5,000 aluminum trays, devised a turkey meal, recruited an assembly line of workers to compile what would become the first TV dinners. And it was a culinary hit. The company sold 10 million turkey TV trays dinners that year. I would still buy those.
I would, too.
I don't need the little plastic box thing. I want the metal tray back.
Give me the metal.
Yeah, right?
Put
burn
your hand
oven.
On it.
Well, because it was actually baked in the oven.
Yeah, don't put that in the microwave.
No microwave. Yeah, don't put that in the microwave. All right, we're going to have a little more history coming up. Ah, Dave, we've been doing that a long time, our little history segment. Friday nights, 9:30.
I've lost count. It's been really since you started the show.
It's been hundreds of them. Yeah. Your Landecker's filling in for me tomorrow, John Records Landecker, and you are doing history with him tomorrow.
That's right.
That's going to be fun. That's going to be fun.
Let's see, the third time I've done history.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I love that. So, you know, we talked a little earlier today about history, the Thanksgiving, the first Thanksgiving and so forth with Dave, which Dave covered. But I want to play a few clips. I mean, there's not a lot of Thanksgiving episodes.
I did not cover George Washington's inauguration.
No, you did not. But there's some, you know, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is probably the movie. WKRP in Cincinnati, the Thanksgiving episode. I was telling Dean last night that I watched The Sopranos Thanksgiving episode, which is very touching as they're unloading stolen turkeys off a truck. All right. But there is a clip, and, you know, The Tonight Show, Johnny Carson's Tonight Show, airs weeknights on Antenna TV. And there is a Thanksgiving where a newly divorced Doc Severinsen pressures Johnny for an invitation to Thanksgiving. We're pretty sure, I don't know, maybe Doc had a drink, maybe had a little smoke or something. But he was feeling really good that night. And this is just a classic Thanksgiving moment. Let's take a listen.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? We're doing the show, of course, tomorrow.
I was going to ask you if you got your turkey yet.
Sure.
Do you, truthfully, do you help Mrs. Carson prepare the turkey?
Just like you helped Mrs. Severinsen prepare the turkey.
No, there is no Mrs. Severinsen.
Oh, that's right.
There used to be.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
The fact that I never helped her stuff her bird was one of our big problems.
I thought that was your problem. Well, now, you know, I forgot all about that. We've been together so long that I forget sometimes where we are.
Which wife are we on?
On various Thanksgivings. We're going
to... In fact, that was one of the things we really fought about.
What?
I wanted an oyster stuffing in the turkey, and she wanted bread stuffing, and she got bread stuffing and a lot of money.
You mean you used to argue about what you're going to stuff the turkey with?
Yes.
And that was one of the problems.
She's still stuffing the turkey, but not with money.
Well, it's nice to know you have no bitterness.
I suppose you'll be home with the family having turkey. Just a typical American family.
That's right. And you'll be out there writing the checks. Sending them for the stuffing, huh?
You will have written yours the day before.
That's right. Mine's already in the mails.
And Ed went to deliver his personally.
Yeah. But what does he know? You made me feel so guilty.
I mean, you, when you ask an employee in front of 15 million people, do you want to come to the house for Thanksgiving? What am I going to say? No. You know what I say? I say, yes, Mr. Carson, I love it.
Can you come?
No.
Don't have room anyway, to tell you the truth. Can you give me whatever you're taking tonight?
You
want to give me a hit on that, whatever it is?
I can't give you any, but I'll sell you some.
Classic Thanksgiving moment. We'll do one more. I think we can do one more maybe before we break. All right, here, let's do a little Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Just a little taste.
Yeah. Oh. Oh. Why did you kiss my ear? Why are you holding my hand? Where's your other hand? Between two pillows. Those aren't pillows.
Oh, no! No! Oh, no!
See that Bears game last week?
Yeah, hell of a game. Hell of a game. Bears got a great team this year. They're going to go all the way.
Must watch. Must watch now, Planes, Trains, what, yes.
How did I know you were going to play that clip?
So good.
It is classic. I love that movie. And again, if you haven't seen it, you can also go on YouTube. There's some scenes that I just found on YouTube, maybe about 6 or 7 minutes, that were cut because the movie was too long, that I've never seen before. So look for uncut Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You'll see some cool clips.